Hi guys, and welcome back to another new toy video. In today's episode, I'm going to be showing you the Sam Neo 2 Pro from Spaccoom. Not only is this a new toy brand, it's a new toy for me, so I've got loads to show you in today's video. So enough waffling from me, let's get into it. Hi guys, I'm UK Daz, as always, and as I said at the start of the video, I will be showing you the Sam Neo 2 Pro from Spaccoom. Now, as I said, this is a new toy for me, and it's a new brand on my channel. So there is going to be coming up in the next few weeks, lots of videos on how to use the app and how the toys work. And you're not going to want to miss these videos because this is a really good quality toy. It also has long distance features like other toy brands, and it can work with interactive content. And that's most of the toys on their website, not just this one. Spaccoom also has a large range of women's toys and men's toys. So what's coming up in today's video? Well, I'm going to give you an unboxing like I do in all my videos. I'm also going to be showing you what you get inside when you buy the Sam Neo 2 Pro, and I'm going to show you how to use it. If that wasn't enough, I'm also going to show you how to connect it to the app and how to use it within the app. As I said earlier, this is just the basics of how to use it within the app, and a much longer video will be available in the next couple of weeks. I'm then going to give you a little bit more information about the toy, a bit of a comparison between the other versions, and I'm going to give you a review at the end. So buckle up, it's going to be a long video. So like always, I'm going to shut up and let you get into the unboxing video. Okay guys, let's start off by showing you the outside of the box. I do this in all my videos to show you how discreet the packaging is. And you may think this is a bit pointless and wastes a bit of time in the video. But sometimes toy brands do put their name on the outside of the box. Although there are no direct shipping labels with the name of the brand on the box on this one, there is some tape. And if I spin the box around, you'll see that on the back of the box. Now personally, I don't mind this being on there. I know what's inside and I don't care whether the delivery driver knows what's inside the box. Chances are I'm never gonna see this guy again. I actually think it looks quite cool, but some people do need to have discreet delivery, and this is why I show the outside of the box. Anyway, let's open it up and show you what's inside. Spaccoom have sent me two toys. One is the Jordan, which is a thrusting butt plug, and the other is the Sam Neo 2 Pro. And this is what we're going to be taking a closer look at in today's video. To see the review of the Jordan, you're going to have to hit that like and subscribe button and notification bell for its release. So let's move the Jordan out the way and let's get into the unboxing of the Sam Neo 2 Pro. Like all toy brands, this is covered in cellophane and it takes me ages to open it. Luckily, I brought my standard knife to make that a little bit quicker. On the side and on the back of the toy, it gives you a little bit more information about how the toy works. It also gives you a full breakdown of the spec of the toy, which we'll cover later in the video. So let's speed this part of the video up and show you what's inside the box and what comes with the Sam Neo 2 Pro. There is an outer sleeve of the box, so all you need to do is slide it out from the bottom. And the box inside, the lid just slides off. Inside, you're going to find a really well packaged toy. And compared to the size of the box, the Sam Neo 2 Pro is a lot smaller than I was expecting. So as you can see, underneath the toy, there is a little box where the hole is. So to start things off, we're going to slide this out and have a look inside. There are two things inside. One is a user manual and the other is a charging cable. This is a USB-C charging cable, so you can use others if this one ever gets damaged. Inside, the user manual obviously tells you a little bit more about the toy and how to use it. But hopefully after watching this video, you won't need to look at that. So let's get the Sam Neo 2 Pro out of the box and take a closer look at it. As I said earlier in the video, this is a lot smaller than I was expecting. If we take the lid off the business end of the sleeve, you'll notice that our heater is inside. This heater warms your sleeve up to 38 degrees. If you want to remove the sleeve for cleaning, all you need to do is slide it out of the tube. When you're done cleaning it and drying it, all you need to do is line up the groove on the sleeve with the vibrator inside the tube and push it back in. There's a ridge that runs around the top of the sleeve that indicates how far you should insert the sleeve. The next thing we're going to take a quick look at is the sleeve warmer. This doesn't use any of the battery life of the stroker itself. It has its own charging port and it has its own battery inside. It takes 2 minutes and
and 15 seconds to warm up the sleeve, and the heater will turn itself off after it's done. To turn this on, all you need to do is hold down the button at the bottom of the lid for 2 seconds. The light will turn on, and all you need to do is put the lid back on the tube. If at any time you want to manually turn off the sleeve warmer, all you need to do is hold down the button on the base. The light on the base will flash and it will turn itself off. What we're going to do now is move on to the other end of the stroker, and it's this end that controls the suction and the vibrations. To turn it on, push the button in the middle of the toy and you'll notice that the lights turn on. To control the vibrations, push the button on the right hand side of the S. This will then start making your toy vibrate. There are 5 inbuilt vibration sequences and you can cycle through those by pushing on the vibration button. To turn off the vibrations at any time, just hold down the vibration button. If you want to use just the suction feature, all you need to do is push on the O on the left hand side. There are also 5 suction sequences and you can skip through those by repeatedly pushing the O button. If you want to use a combination of the vibration and the suction feature together, all you need to do is push on the S when you turn the toy on. Again, there are 5 different sequences and you can push either the O button or the vibration button to change them up. And if you repeatedly push on the S button, it will cycle through its set sequences. What I'll try and do now is show you the inside of the sleeve while it's switched on its sucking function. As you can see, inside the sleeve, there are loads of little lumps and bumps running through the inside. Stick around to the end of the video to see my review. If you have found this video useful, please do hit that like and subscribe button and notification bell for future videos. And if you have been inspired to buy yourself the Sam Neo 2 Pro, then there is a link in the description below. Whatever you do decide to buy on their website, make sure to use promo code UKDAZ.
The next thing I'm going to be showing you is how to connect it to the Spacoom app and how to use it within the app.
To control your Sam Neo 2 Pro from the app, all you need to do is download the Spacoom app. Make sure your Bluetooth is switched on and also make sure your toy is switched on. When you've done all of that, all you need to do is open the app. When it loads, you'll be asked to confirm the location of your device. All you need to do here is click confirm. The app then will automatically start searching for your toy. Once it's found it, it will bring up this window here. If it doesn't bring you to this window, click on the play now button. Just make sure that your toy is connected. All we need to do now is click on the play button. There are only 2 options we're going to concentrate on in today's video. For a more in-depth video, make sure to hit that like and subscribe button or check out my playlist. For now, we're going to click on touch mode. This will bring up this pop-up window and just tap the screen again and it will be removed. Now all you need to do is move your finger up and down on the page. At the top, you can see the timeline of what you're creating, and the more up and down motions you can see, determine the intensity of the vibrations and the suction. Move it towards the top and it's more intense, lower it and the intensity lowers. You'll notice in the bottom left hand corner of the screen is a boost mode. This turns on all intensity levels onto the maximum. If you touch the screen and start making your own patterns, it will turn off the boost mode. In the bottom middle of the screen is a stop start button. Whenever you push the start button, it starts recording the patterns that you're making. When you click on the stop button, it will ask you to name your pattern and it will save it. You can find your saved patterns if you click on the custom modes button in the bottom right hand side of the screen. Here you'll be able to find a list of all your saved patterns. If you click on the example button in the top right hand side of the screen, it will switch tabs and show you examples of what's already been made. You can click on the play button and it will bring up a replay of what was created. This will also make your toy react whilst it's connected. If we quickly go back to the main menu, we can take a look at the other option we have for controlling our toy. This time we're going to click on the preset mode button in the top right hand side of our screen. This brings up the 5 preset sucking and vibration patterns that are saved on your toy. You can select one of these and all you need to do is push the play button. This is just the suction mode on its own, and if you want to add vibrations, scroll down and select your vibration pattern. You can use both modes individually or both together. together. And within the modes, you can also increase or decrease their intensity levels. All you need to do is slide the bars left or right on the screen. If you have found this video useful so far, please do hit that like and subscribe button and notification bell for future videos on the Svacum app. And if you have been inspired to buy yourself a Sam Neo 2 Pro, then there is a link in the description below. Whatever you do decide to buy on their website, make sure to use promo code UKDAZ.
So there you have it, guys. That's what you get when you buy the Sam Neo Pro 2 and how to use it within the app and as a standalone toy. So here comes the boring part of the video that tells you a little bit more information about the toy. It measures 228 millimeters from top to bottom, and it's got a diameter of 75 millimeters. The sleeve length measures 140 millimeters, and it's got a diameter of 45 millimeters. It can take up to 2 hours to charge the stroker and about an hour and a half to charge the heating rod. The stroker itself has an hour's worth of continuous use battery life. The heating rod has a 40 minute continuous use battery life. That means you should be able to warm your sleeve up 18 times before it needs another charge. There is two other versions of the Sam Neo. You have the original Sam Neo, the Pro, and the Pro 2. Now, the main difference between the Pro 2, which is this one, is that it comes with the heating rod. The Pro doesn't actually come with one. But when you upgrade, it does make a big difference from the Sam Neo to the Sam Neo Pro. Now, the original Sam Neo vibrates at 6,000 times per minute, and it also takes 3 hours to charge. When you buy one of the Pro range, you get 8,300 vibrations per minute, and that charge time goes down to 2 hours. Plus, the suction on the Pro range is a lot stronger. I do have a full comparison on my website, so make sure to check out the link in the description below. One thing I do like about the Sam Neo range is all three toys are compatible with long distance features. So all three can be controlled by another partner, and all three of their toys can be used with interactive content. Okay, that's enough of the boring information. Let's get into the review. Now, when I got the Sam Neo 2 Pro, I didn't know what to expect. I was kind of thinking it was going to be a little bit bigger than this, and I thought it was going to be an ugly toy. But I am really pleasantly surprised. It's a good weight. It's also a nice size for my hand, and it does feel like a really well-made toy. I didn't use the sleeve warmer. I used it straight out of the box. But I do think it's a really cool feature. I like to have a warm sleeve when I use it, and I do have other sleeve warmers, so I can use this with those as well. The fact that this is a battery version of the sleeve warmer is so much easier. You can move it and charge it wherever you want. Now, when it comes to the suction of this toy, it is extremely strong. I mean, this was sucking me fully in deep. It's not the fastest suction I've ever used, I'm not gonna lie, but it is probably one of the hardest sucking ones I've used. And the vibrations always add a little bit something extra. Now, it does only come with the one sleeve that I can see online. So, unfortunately, you can't swap them in and out with other toys. I suppose you could if you found one the same size. But you are limited in variety of what comes with it. Overall, I would say this is probably one of my new favourite strokers. It just feels really good and comfortable to hold. If you have been inspired to buy yourself a Sam Neo 2 Pro, there is a link in the description below. It is an affiliate link. It doesn't cost you any more to use, but it does give me a very small percentage of their profit should you buy something. If you have got any questions, feel free to drop them in the comments box below on my blog, or come and find me on social media. All those links are also listed in the description below. That's it for this video, guys. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button and notification bell for future videos. Until next time, peace out.